the three main deities of Vrindavan, out of the, we've always heard, 5,000 temples in Vrindavan, are Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Govinda, and Radha Gopinath. So, yesterday, the austerity was worth it. Such beautiful, nicely worshipped, merciful, very personal deities. Radha Madan Mohan. And appropriately, this morning, Radha Govinda. The sequence is very nice, very natural. Govindaji presides over that which entails acting within our relationship, establishing our relationship, then acting within our relationship with the personality of Godhead Krishna. And the worshipper of Radha Govinda was Rupa Goswami amongst the six Goswamis. And his teaching was primarily on the science of devotional service. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu and Upadesh Amrita. How to perform devotional service in the most pleasing, favorable way and gradually progress through the stages of bhakti up to the topmost stages of bhakti. This is Rupa Goswami's teaching primarily, or strong emphasis on that teaching. So that teaching presided over by Govindaji. And the deity is very large, yes? Not small. Very large. We mentioned that there are a number of deities that Vajranab established, Krishna's grandson established, to bring out the natural devotion of the residents of Braja for Krishna. And we see how the deity form of Madan Mohan and Radha Govinda bring out the natural devotion of the residents of Karoli and here in Jaipur. It's a smaller crowd than at Kartik time. At Kartik time, it's a double, triple crowd. It's big. So from the time of Vajranab until the time of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was a lot of time. 5,000 years previous, so 4,500 years, something like that, was passed. And in that period of time, the Govindaji deity was lost. How you could lose such a deity is hard to imagine. But his whereabouts were unknown. One of the themes that I'd like to emphasize in all of this is the empowerment that comes from service and the mood of service. Rupa Goswami was totally humble, abjectly humble. He thought of himself anything other than an advanced devotee, the opposite of an advanced devotee. And we have this terminology in ISKCON, so-and-so is an advanced devotee or a senior devotee. He didn't think of himself in that way, although most certainly he was. He thought of himself in an absolutely humble way. Consistently, always. That was his mood. He assumed certain roles in service, but those roles in service were in that same completely humble service mood. This was Rupa Goswami, and we heard yesterday Lord Chaitanya at Dashashvamedha Ghat gave certain instructions, some service to Sanatana Goswami to render. Similarly, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave instructions for Rupa Goswami to render. I'll give one example. After instructing Rupa Goswami to reside in Vrindavan, Rupa Goswami left Lord Chaitanya's association and came to Vrindavan. Lord Chaitanya also said, from time to time you may come and join me in Puri. And so after some time, Rupa Goswami decided to go visit Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Puri. And because one of his instructions and one of his endowments of capacity was to write, he decided to write a book about Krishna's pastimes. And the form of the book was a drama. So in his mind, he was meditating on Krishna's pastimes and how it would be presented in the form of a book. As he was meditating and meditating and meditating on the book and how to properly depict Krishna's pastimes, he passed through a village. It was either in West Bengal or in northern Orissa on his way to Puri, a village called Satyabhamapur. And in his dream, while in Satyabhamapur, Satyabhama appeared in his dream and instructed him, make two dramas. One drama of Krishna in Vrindavan, one drama of Krishna outside of Vrindavan. So, in his mind, Rupa Goswami began to separate the two, Krishna's pastimes, and how to properly present them. In Vrindavan, out of Vrindavan. And then he reached Puri. After some days, he was in Puri. He said nothing to anybody, not even Haridas Thakur, not anyone. He didn't speak a word. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then, one time when visiting Haridas Thakur and Rupa Goswami, said, I understand you're composing a drama. It should be in two parts, Krishna inside Vrindavan, Krishna out of Vrindavan. Confirmed. Mahaprabhu knew his heart. And Mahaprabhu was intimately associated with Satyabhama. There's nothing unknown to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Rupa Goswami concluded. And so, on the order of Satyabhama and on the order of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it became two dramas. Lalita Madhava and Vidugdha Madhava. Very charming. Very mysterious. Totally mystical. Because he is receiving direct empowerment. That's the message. And that was the mood of Rupa Goswami. Receiving instructions and executing those instructions. Of course, his Krishna consciousness was on another platform altogether than ours. But the principle doesn't change. When you're on this level, that level, that level, that level, and those levels, the principle doesn't change. It's mercy, receiving mercy, and in the humble mood of service, executing according to whatever capacity Krishna gives you, some service. Just like this morning, Mangalarti for Radha Govinda. Somebody does this, somebody opens the lock, and somebody opens the door, and somebody bangs the gong, and somebody sweeps the floor, and somebody brings the flowers, and somebody does the this, and somebody does the that. And from Govinda Dev's point of view, is this person greater and that person lesser? The person that brings the tulsi leaves is lesser than the person who offers the ghee lamp? There's no greater or lesser. It's the mood of service. And that mood of service. So one group over here is singing this song, another group over there is singing that song, another group over there is singing that song. It's the devotion that is pleasing. The singing is for the pleasure of the deity. The singing is not for our pleasure. The singing is for the pleasure of the deity. And Krishna is pleased when we do activities that are for his pleasure. The humble sweeper is pleasing because of the mood of service, the service that's being offered. So Rupa Goswami was such an elevated platform that he was given the service of two main services: taking the teachings that Lord Chaitanya spoke, putting them in a written form for generations and generations and generations. He was to preserve that sound vibration in a written form. Imagine if they had tape recorders and video camcorders and Lord Chaitanya's teachings of Rupa Goswami. You just play it on your video. Didn't have that technology. It was he spoke and he instructed Rupa Goswami to write and expand. He was empowered. So did he write and did he expand? But in a mood of service. And excavate, reestablish the places of Krishna's pastimes. And that which is the authentic version of the place and the pastime. Just the little experience that we had. How many different versions of this place and that deity have we heard? We went to the Daoji temple at Unchagaon. And the pujari was telling us something I won't even repeat because it's... So, how does one discern? On the strength of empowerment and the enrichment of the heart that comes from instruction. And if one is very qualified, one may have such instructions. And that was Rupa Goswami's instruction. So many places were reestablished. I wasn't with you at Vrindakund, but I have been with Dina Bandhu at Vrindakund in the past. And there are several places where the morning, midday, and evening pastimes of Radha and Krishna are prominent. And Vrindakund is morning. And where Govindaji temple in Vrindavan is the evening pastime. It's called Yogpith. It's the hub. And from that hub, many things would happen. Many pastimes would take place and expand from there. So Rupa Goswami was searching for that place, the Yogpith, the hub, the central place where Radha Govinda would perform their pastimes, and he was unable to find the Govindaji deity that Lord Chaitanya instructed him to find and to establish. And it wasn't a fruitive spirit. It was a service spirit. He was unable to find the deity. And he was feeling, I failed Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Not like, you know, I got an F in my exam. Or a C minus instead of an A. He was feeling, in devotion, insufficient. There's a description of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur like that, where his gift, one of his gifts, was scholarship. And he was trying to enter into the mystery of the 23 and a half syllables of a certain mantra, without mentioning the name of the mantra. And 23 and a half syllable. What's a half a syllable? But that's what the scripture says, 23 and a half syllables. And so he was meditating and he was praying and he was trying to receive and enter into that mystery, and it wasn't happening. And he was at Radhakund, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. And it just became very, very intense, not in a fruitive intense, in a devotional intense. It was a service that he was trying to perform. And he was thinking, maybe I should just drown myself in Radhakund with the use of not being able to serve the Vaishnavas properly. And his mood was so intense. And just as he was genuinely contemplating like that, suddenly it was disclosed to him what the 23 and a half meant and what the syllables were and so on and why. The intensity of the mood of service of our elevated Vaishnavas is their hallmark. So Rupa Goswami was in that same mood. Rupa Goswami has given me the service and I've been unable to accomplish it. So he was feeling very unhappy, very despondent. And you heard this description before, because during this yatra I explained it, but I'll just, we have a little more time, so I'm going a little more deeply into the pastime. He was sitting by the side of the river Jamuna in a terribly despondent mood in a small blackish young village boy came by. Rupa Goswami, you look so unhappy. What is it? And Rupa Goswami was so moved by the charming boy that he disclosed everything. That what the difficulty was and why his despondency. And so the little boy said, well, I know where the deity is. I can take you there right now. Would you like to go? So Rupa Goswami said, yes, take me there. I'd like to go. The little boy took his hand and led him right to the spot where the deity was. Because Rupa Goswami had gone to the villagers and the brahmanas, and do you know where the deity is? And have you heard anything? He read ancient texts of his histories to see maybe there was some clue. Nothing. The little boy took him right to the spot. And he was describing, you know that place? There's a mound. The mound is there because beneath there's a deity. And every day in the evening time, when it comes time for milking, one cow goes, and it's a Surabhi cow, it's not just a cow, and she just releases her milk into the earth, and the earth becomes soaked, drenched with her milk, because underneath, that's where Govindaji is. She's performing Abhishek every day for Govindaji. And he pointed the exact spot. See, there's the cow, and she's delivering her milk right now. You get some assistance of the village people. They'll help you. You can find Govinda. Be very careful when you're excavating. And as suddenly as the little boy appeared, he disappeared. And Rupa Goswami's mood and his realization was, that was Govinda, who brought him to find his deity form. And so, with the help of the local villagers, just Rupa Goswami's word, and immediately they were assisting, and they were very careful to dig around and around and around so they wouldn't harm the deity. And they found the deity, and brought the deity out of the ground. Govindaji. Big celebration in Vrindavan. Govindaji has been found by Rupa Goswami. Let us establish a place of worship for him. Meanwhile, Rupa Goswami sent a messenger with a letter to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, giving him this joyful news. Govindaji has been found. His instruction has now been fulfilled. When the messenger arrived and Lord Chaitanya read the message, he was jubilant and called for Govinda and Kashishwara and told them this good news. Rupa Goswami has fulfilled my desires in every possible way. How much love and affection was there between Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami? Inestimable. And he directly requested Kashishwara Pandit to go at once to Vrindavan and assist Rupa Goswami in establishing the deity worship in a nice standard, because you are very expert in deity worship. Those of you that made it around the 64 Samadhis area, just directly across from Govindaji Temple, inside that, one of the 64 is Kashishwara Pandit and Raghunath Bhatta Goswami also, because Raghunath Bhatta Goswami and Kashishwara Pandit both became very, very devoted to G. Kashishwara Pandit was speechless. I explained this before, but I'll just touch on it briefly. Kashishwara Pandit and Govinda were both personal servants of Ishwara Puri. They were disciples of Ishwara Puri, and they were his personal servants. And before Ishwara Puri left the world, he instructed them, go, after my departure, you have some service. Continue to serve as you've been serving me. Serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So that was their life and soul, the order of their spiritual master. But when they came to Puri to serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was not at all happy with the idea of receiving service from God brothers. It just didn't, what to speak of, those that were intimately serving his spiritual master should now serve him. It just was dissonant to his heart. Sarvabhuma Bhattacharya solved the dilemma by saying, what you say is true, it shouldn't be done, but the order of the spiritual master is very strong, and when the order of the spiritual master is given in such matters, it supersedes any other form of etiquette It must be followed. So Mahaprabhu accepted their service. Now he was giving Kashishwara Pandit a different service. Kashishwara Pandit didn't want to leave Lord Chaitanya. And he told him so. I can't say no, but I don't want to leave you. So Lord Chaitanya arranged for the deity of Gaur Govinda. When you look at the altar, there's Radha and Govinda and a small Krishna deity. So Lord Chaitanya personally arranged for the deity of Krishna to be made. And he named the deity Gaura Govinda. Gaura Govinda, he said, you worship Gaura Govinda side by side with Govindaji. And when you are worshiping, you will literally see me there and you will feel my presence. Please go. So Kashishwara Pandit came to Vrindavan and remained for the rest of his life faithfully serving as Mahaprabhu had ordered him, serving Govindaji in a very grand standard. Initially there was no temple, but after some time, a disciple of Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, a general in Emperor Akbar's army, who had become a disciple of Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, was instructed by Raghunath Bhatta Goswami to build a temple for Govindaji. Raghunath Bhatta Goswami was the son of Tapan Mishra. Those of you that have read Chaitanya Charitamrita, you know when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stayed at the home of Chandrasekhar, and he took his meals at the home of Tapan Mishra. This was at Prayag. Lord Chaitanya spent some time coming and going from Vrindavan in those places. And it's while he was at those places that he instructed Sanatan and Rupa Goswami. So they're very intimate associates of Mahaprabhu. When Tapan Mishra's son, Raghunath, became 18 years of age, he sent him to Puri to go stay with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he stayed with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for some time. Then he returned back to Prayag to be with his father. When his father became very old, he sent him again. You can go just stay with Mahaprabhu. So he stayed with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for 8 months. His service was studying Srimad Bhagavatam. That's a nice service. Under Gadadhar Pandit, no less, Srimati Radharani, in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela, Gadadhar Pandit. And after 8 months of studying Srimad Bhagavatam, now go to Vrindavan and take shelter and serve and assist Rupa and Sanatan Goswami in their work. And so he did. And part of Rupa Goswami's work was the worship of Radha Govinda. So through his beautiful, 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 beautiful recitation of Srimad Bhagavatam, many persons would come and hear from him daily. And one of them was Raj Mohan Singh, this general in Emperor Akbar's army. He took initiation from Raghunath Bhatta Goswami and asked for some service. And the service was build a temple for Govindaji. So he built a temple for Govindaji. And what a temple. One of the architectural wonders of Vrindavan. And a detail that I didn't mention before, he employed, it was either 300 or 500 people for 10 years to build the temple. You know, a lot of people working every day for 10 years. You don't build a temple like that like they build buildings today. 7 stories tall. with detailed carvings. Just like all the intricate work here. This doesn't look like hand carved. It looks like it was... But the marble part is certainly hand carved. Anyway, beautiful decorative work takes time. 10 years. And the temple was built. But one thing was missing. Radharani. So you've heard this. At Madan Mohan temple, there was to be a Radharani for Govinda and a Radharani for Madan Mohan. But in the dream of the pujari, the Radharani for Govinda was actually Lalita. And so the dream disclosed that, and Lalita is now by the side of Madan Mohan. Which is very nice. But what about Govinda? So there's a long detailed story that's described in Bhakti Ratnakar that here in Jaipur, a Radharani was made for a devotee in South India, in a living in a village called Radhapur, under the king of Orissa, and he worshipped Radharani with Vatsalya Rasa, like a loving parent would worship a small girl, or care for a small girl. And so, in its spontaneous mood, but very, very, very attached. She's Radharani, not just a deity, but it's Radharani. And that was her mood. That was his mood. And he was so pure in devotion that he was famous throughout all the countryside. And when he finally left his body, the king of Orissa went to the funeral to pay his respects to this very wonderful Brahmin. And when he attended the function, he came to understand that there was no descendant. There was no clear plan for the continuing of the worship of Radharani. And he's the king, so he was in a dilemma, but accepted that it's my responsibility in this kingdom to care for Radharani. So he brought her to Puri and placed her within the temple as a deity of Radharani, where she would receive regular worship. And somehow, over a period of time, it's conceivable how this could happen, people began to think, that's not Radharani, that's Lakshmi. Or just thinking, it's Lakshmi, rather than not Radharani, it's Lakshmi. And so she began to be understood as Lakshmi. But she's actually Radharani. So the same Radharani that's on the altar appeared in a dream to the king and said, I'm not Lakshmi, I'm Radharani. I want to be by the side of Govinda, where I belong. Can you make that arrangement? A little service for you, please. And he was very happy to do that little service. It was done in royal style. Elephant procession of taking Radharani from Puri all the way to Vrindavan, placed by the side of Govindaji. And so Govindaji, Radharani, Gaur Gopal, there's a small Utsav Murti of Radha Govinda, and Lalita and Vishakha. And for 100 years, a little less than 100 years, the worship of these deities were performed in Vrindavan. And the reason they were brought here to Jaipur was at different times they would disappear. They'd be taken into a safe place because of military invasion and King Aurangzeb and his nefarious activity. They dismantled the top four stories of the seven-story temple and were eager to smash Govinda, but he was not to be found because he was brought here to Jaipur. And the king, Raj Jai Singh, established temples for the other deities, but he particularly had affinity for Govindaji. And so he placed the temple for Govindaji right in the royal palace area. Right here. So the whole of Jaipur could come and offer their worship. And all of that was devotionally very nice, except that before the deities of Vrindavan were brought to Jaipur, the tradition over many, many, many generations was they were worshippers of Ramachandra. Because there was a group of Sri Vaishnavas called the Ramanadis, the northern division of Sri Vaishnavas that were Ramchandra worshippers. They had settled and established a temple nearby Jaipur, and the king was the sponsor of the worship of the deity, the care of the deity. So that was a very nice relationship. But then when Krishna came, and not only Krishna instead of Ram, but other sampradaya, so a little heat started coming into the situation. We mentioned this during about the life of Baladev Vidyabhusan. Baladev was called upon to come to Jaipur from Vrindavan under the direction of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur and settle the matter, because there was criticism. Who are these Gaudiya Vaishnavas? Whoever heard of a line of without you, one cannot worship the deity without being properly initiated into Siddhic succession, which is true. That was the statement that the Ramanadis were making. Our disciplic succession is clear. What's the disciplic succession of these Gaudiyas? Please tell us. The king didn't know. Most people wouldn't know about such things. They just go see the deity and off they go. So he had to address all their concerns. And there is a line of disciplic succession in the Madhvacharya line. Baladev said, here's my initiation. I was initiated in the Madhva Math in South India. Oh. Well, where's your commentary on Vedanta Sutra? You have this particular way of worship that includes Radha. Who ever heard of Radha worship? There's Lakshmi Narayan and Rukmini Krishna. But Radha Krishna, where did this come from? Show us in Scripture where this comes from. Where is the authority for this in Scripture? We want to see that. Otherwise, Radha should disappear. She can be worshipped separately, but not Radha Krishna. It was like, you know, very challenging. They wanted to take over the worship of the deity. Then it'd be under their control. That was the program. And Baladev had to respond. So he came before Govindaji, paid his obeisances. One account says for 3 days he paid obeisances, pleading with Govindaji to give him the capacity to fulfill this instruction, or this like direction. There was no commentary on Vedanta Sutra, the Gaudiyas said, because there's already a commentary on Vedanta Sutra that Lord Chaitanya accepted, and that's Srimad Bhagavatam. It's the natural commentary by the author himself. Well, we want to see his commentary or his lines commentary? How does all the teachings all fit together? So such a work is years and years, years of meticulous, very painstaking, precise. It has to be precise. He did it in a very short period of time. There are different accounts of how long. A week? 2 weeks? Who can, you know, write such a thing? Who can write a paper, a term paper for school, in a week or 2 weeks? It takes a whole term to do a term paper. What to speak of a book? What to speak of a commentary on Vedanta Sutra? It was inhuman. And it was transcendental, beyond human capacity, because Govindaji dictated and Baladev simply wrote. And so the commentary is called Govindabhasya. And when the Ramanadis read Govindabhasya, they were amazed at the brilliance of the explanations presented of the sutras of Vedanta Sutra and how it connected to Vaishnavism, and particularly the brand of Gaudiya Vaishnavism. Very, very brilliant scholarship. Next to Jiva Goswami, Baladeva was such a scholar. And so that took place right here in Jaipur, the Govindabhasya. And the whole of Jaipur, a major part of Jaipur, it's a big place, a major part of Jaipur is centered around the deity Govindaji. The other temples that we visit, they're also very beautiful deities, very powerful deities, very merciful deities, but Govindaji is very special here in Jaipur. The king established like that, the people have come to accept like that, and if you come here, I haven't come here. Someone was describing their experience of being here on Janmashtami. Can you imagine? Janmashtami, Govindaji? You need a football outfit just to survive. I can only imagine what's darshan like. But the mood is very nice. Such devotion. Singing, making offerings of service. It's very nice, very clean, very well maintained. It's very nice. Our temples should be punctual, isn't it? When it's Mangalarti time, you know what time to be here. And so on, the next darshan. Very punctual. Very nice standard of worship and great devotion for Govindaji. So, I'll end there. Shishi Radha Govindadev ki, Shila Prabhupada ki, Gaur Premanandi.